Revelation 5. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshiped. A glimpse of glory. A scene of celebration. Here's a peek into heaven for us to see, for us to anticipate, for us to look forward to. The choir is massive. Angels, living creatures, saints, elders, you name them, they're there. And the hymn is loud, drowning out all other sounds. Over and over this hymn of praise is sung for the Lamb who was slain. Over and over and over, everyone falls down and worships. Over and over and over, this scene is played out endlessly. Sounds great. Or does it? Actually, it sounds, if I can be just a bit irreverent here, a bit monotonous. Doing the same thing over and over and over again. Not much change, not much variety. Singing the same song, falling down time after time after time. That's not quite the way I had it pictured. I was sort of hoping for the freedom to check things out, to meet with some saints, to go exploring, you know, sort of to boldly go where no saint has gone before in this heavenly realm. But this scene, endless, continuous singing and falling down, well, it almost sounds a bit boring. Except, this week I've been invited to go to my old high school in central Wisconsin, Pittsville High School. I'm to be a part of a program that brings back alumni to meet with students about the importance of their high school years. So I've been thinking back those 25 years to when I was in high school. And one night was particularly memorable. I was a junior. It's 1972. And we had a pretty good basketball team. Finished third or fourth in a 10-team conference. I wasn't on the team. I was in the pep band, so I was at the games. And this night, we were to play the class of the conference. They were to win the conference, hands down. In fact, it wasn't a question of whether they were going to win that. It was how far they were going to go in the state tournament. Needless to say, we were not expected to win. But the gym was full. The stands were crowded. And right from that opening tip-off, you could tell that this was going to be a special game. The teams traded baskets back and forth. First we'd go ahead, and then they would go ahead, and at halftime we were still in the game. Two of our guys were playing the game of their lives. And when the second half started, you could feel the electricity in the air. You can sense that perhaps there was an upset in the making. And the place just got noisier. The cheers got louder, the excitement grew, and yes, when that final buzzer went off, Pittsville High School had won.
And the place was pandemonium. People were jumping up and down. The players were mobbing each other. I reached over and hugged one of my friends, something two 16-year-old guys just didn't do in rural Wisconsin in 1972. It was great, triumphant, victorious, joyful celebration. It was one of those times that you just didn't want to end. It was one of those times you wanted to go on forever. Revelation 5, a glimpse of glory, a scene of celebration. No, you don't want to miss even a second. You want it to go on forever, and you want to be a part of it. In fact, you almost wish you were a part of it already. And in a way, we are. In a sense, we're already a part of that heavenly choir. It's not just something to look forward to, not just something to anticipate. It's happening right here, right now. Come with me. Come with me to the altar. The Lamb. Right in the center of everything we do here is the triumphant Lamb. Once slain for us, He, the Lamb, is now the center of everything we do here. Every hymn we sing, every worship we have, the Lamb is always before us. When we come up and fall down to kneel, this is indeed a feast of victory. The Lamb with His triumphant, victorious banner is right before us. And worthy is the Lamb who was slain, whose blood has set us free to be people of God. For the Lamb has begun His reign. He has already begun His reign. And when we sing, and when we worship, we join that heavenly choir. We're already a part of that massive choir. And this morning, once again, the Lamb invites us to join with the angels and the living creatures and the saints and the elders to sing praises to Him. So it's time. It's time to sing. To crown Him with many crowns, please join with me in finishing this message with that simple hymn of praise for this victorious Lamb.